little discussion. Can you marry them a cholamayit? They did. I said, ain't no some nashim b'mayit. I didn't really sue with her. I did only kiddushin. And they look, kiddushin is mutter b'mayit. He did kiddushin. We put the ring on the finger. Give order the k'shak tzuba the yichasak of the k'subas. And so, right, they were never really married. K'shak tzuba, I guess, whatever it is. And then was, so someone yelled out in the audience, I'm not sure why it was wrong. He said, but what about the nisuin? So he said, you know, I'm doing nisuin. When there's a nisuin, they've been married. What do you mean nisuin? They've been married. Can you marry them a cholamayit? They did. I said, ain't no some nashim b'mayit. I didn't really sue with her. I did only kiddushin. And they look, kiddushin is mutter b'mayit. He did kiddushin. We put the ring on the finger. Give order the k'shak tzuba the yichasak of the k'subas. And so, right, they were never really married. Shtak tzuba, I guess, whatever it is. And then was, so someone yelled out in the audience, I'm not sure why it was wrong. He said, but what about the nisuin? So he said, you know, I'm doing nisuin. When there's a nisuin, they've been married. What do you mean nisuin? They've been married. So how are you doing the chalamayit? So he starts to laugh. But I think he meant that it's no different than a marv de gusha. I mean, they were living together for 20 years. That she was a ganter rapist. They had five kids. She didn't think it was an issue of doing this, whatever they did. Unbelievable story. To this story, that's another story. Yeah? Right, that's possible, right. I didn't quite hear what he answered him on the phone. Someone asked him a question. He told another story. He said that he got called once from a hospital. An emergency. Emergency. What's emergency? Someone, the doctor said, is going to die. He's mad at it. He can only live for a few hours or days maximum. And now it's cholamoid. I'm not sure if he said Pesach or Sukkot, I don't remember anymore. And he said, please, I want to be zochah to see my child get married. Come to the hospital right now to do the chuba kiddush. So he says to the person who called him on the bath, the person was very sick, chuba, forget about kiddushin. Oh. Now they had a minig Yisrael, which we learned about last year by Riches. You can't do a kiddushin without any soon. We do it together. We don't separate them like used to 12 months even. So he didn't know what to do. So he said he went to Rabbi Michal Feinstein, who lives in Bnei Barak. That's the brisker of son-in-law, and that's Rabbi Moshe's nephew. What a great time with Chacham. And he wanted to ask him Mishus to have Shini Minig for the sake of this sick woman who's about to die, to make him some Nachas Ruach. Can we do the Kiddushin without the Nisuin? So he said, Rabbi Feinstein told him, what's this? It's Kiddushin at the Nisuin? I have a third option. Not Kiddushin at the Nisuin. Not Kiddushin at the Nisuin. Let's daven! Let's daven that she should be Marech Yomim. That she'll be able to do the Kiddushin after Yartif. So he calls back to the hospital. I got a sock from the Gadol, one of the Gadolim here. We're not going to do the Kiddushin. We must follow. And Mitzvah Motzi Yotzev will come and we'll do the Chuppah with Kiddushin. So after Yotzev they came, she was still alive. They came and did the Chuppah and the Kiddushin was dancing and the whole hospital was doing. And anyway, she said she was Marech Yomim until Chanukah. This is the sick mother. You know, the bracha from the tefillah of the Chachmei Ha'ir in Bnei Brak. It's a story, it's a story. We're supposed to learn Pesach now. Question of stories also?
No, you mentioned before about the cross of that, the fact that there's light here. So if you look closely at a flashlight, you're not getting the light from the bulb, you're getting it from the reflection. See, there's a metal reflecting piece, a plastic reflecting piece there. So in reality, what Aaron is saying is correct. You're not getting it from the lamp itself, you're getting the reflection, you're getting the light. See, he's correct. Or else you're not being able to take your own way.
That's a good question. Some flashlights do have these reflectors. Okay, so now I make a new chavra. Get a flashlight with no reflector. Cover it up.
It's not going to work then. It's not going to be a good flashlight.
A little tiny ball.
Interesting question. The Pash is like throughout your eyes, some of the light comes from the bulb, some comes from the reflection. Sacha call between the two of them gives you enough light to be able to see properly.
So,
no.
Why? You're like getting the music. You take the ball and take out the reflection. You see, it's nothing.
No, but it's clear. No, but
it's nothing. Not a light. A joke.
No, but still not. Frosting is different. It's not the same as frosting. Frosting is completely different. I'm not master of frosting. Anyway. Whatever. Maybe for Bedikas Chometz, maybe I'm master of frosting. That's how I've done it, for sure. Okay. Yeah. So this Aruba story, all right? This Aruba story, what's it all about? So, the truth of the matter is that this issue about the Nair came to my mind in the discussion of, in a somewhat different discussion, which is, the first line of the Mishnah, Or la'ba'asav dolkenes ha'chometz la'or ha'ner, is not limited to the whole. I asked you to see a Mordechai. So the Mordechai? No Mordechai,
no.
Sorry about that. The Mordechai says in the Siman, I think Tavkuf Lamed Hey, you have to have Bedik in Shul. Right, Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Yud, you have to have a Bedik in the Shul. I guess if you want to look it up, it's in the Mordechai Tavkuf Lamed Hey. You have to have a Bedik in Shul, La'or Aner. You have to have the Leil Yudalit. So the Mr. Brewer writes, ain't none of this Harim Bazeh. But people are not careful, they're not scrupulous, they don't do the Bedik at the right time. Nor do they use Or HaNer. So the wrong time, I do it at diner earlier. No, it's not so bad. You already saw that your gimel, because the many poskim is good. How come no one uses the Or HaNer in Shul? That's the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. Well, I don't know what they used in his day. Because the Mishnah Berurah was written over many, many years. The last five were written after the electric. When was the electric light invented? 18 what? 18 what? 1890s? No, the Lord is not a 1879? Okay. The Mishnah Brewer. Whatever, the Mishnah Brewer was written, the last volume, I think it was written in 1906 already, the last volume. So it was written this fifth volume. Okay, the turn of the century, they were ready with electric lights. Maybe the Mishnah Brewer means they used to use electric lights. I mean, otherwise, unless they did it by day, how'd they see anything? The Chlal? Well, the question is as follows. Let's be. That's true. So they hate that they didn't have any electric. What do you mean they didn't use RNA? What do you mean? They used it by daytime, I guess. I guess so. But the question is as follows. In our shuls, or in our homes for that matter, we have, to make a quip, many Jewish homes have a beautiful chandelier, right? And it gives out a tremendous amount of light. Can that suffice for Bedikas Chometz? So, if you'll say that tzchuchus is no good, obviously no good. There's so much tchukos in the chandelier. But if you'll say that tchukos, which is clear, is not a problem, so then the chandelier or a regular light or an incandescent light, maybe even fluorescent light, provided a tremendous amount of light. Kind of what we call the watts. The watts. One second. So this, in Rav Sternbuch, I thought that was a Hagodah more than Muzman. I had it here one day last week, I think. Am I right? Hagodah. Oh, it's a regular Muzman. Oh, very good. Hagodah Mordim is Manim, which I don't have here, in Sifkot Na'alach, from Tzikas Chametz, called to Yesh Omrim, who say that our powerful electric is 300 watts, and that's what it comes in, a tremendous amount of electric that we have. Well, now they have this thing called, what's it, a halogen bulb, it's called? I have in my house, it's unbelievably, yeah. That's just as good as Or HaChama. Well, I mean, no one says it doesn't make the trees grow, but it's, for our purposes, it's so light, as the equivalent for our purposes is sufficient to be considered the equivalent of Or HaChama. The Hagadah is not as if it's wrong. If they're wrong, you cannot compare our light, no matter how strong they are, to the light of the sun. But I was wondering,
can you measure the intensity of light?
Well, it's not the same as the sun. It won't work. I don't think it's going to work. In most homes it won't work for sure.
If it's
I don't know. But I'm saying even if it's less than that, but still it's so light. They didn't have the ability to do that in those days, to make such strong and powerful light. They just didn't have it. They never really lived, you know, at night in those days. It was dark. See, today you go in this room at night, it's light. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of light comes from the fluorescent, the incandescent, the halogen, whatever. It's very, very light out there. The question is as follows. You can say, that's what I was thinking, that it still won't work because you need Bechor Nuv and Stokim. So maybe in Shul, they didn't have so many Chor Nuv and Stokim. So therefore, they felt as long as you have some other kind of light, even though it's not on air, I'm going to Chor Nuv and Stokim, maybe it's good enough. And then
What's the reason for the kids? You never know where they're going to go.
What occurred to me was, hey, maybe we don't have Chorin and Stokin either in our homes. Forget Shul. I'll tell you what my raya was. I asked you to look up a mocha which talks about the feathers. You saw it about the feathers? It's in the Maram HaKremis, the Mishnah Berurah, I think it's the Tot Nam Vav. Why did they use the feathers in those days? Because you see they had floors which are uneven, and the uneven floors had cracks all over the place, and into these cracks would be pieces of chametz. It would use the hard part of the feather to dig up those holes and get rid of the chametz. So when you get your bedikas chametz packet from your local yeshiva and they give you a feather, that's wild, crazy. We don't have the need for that anymore. We have linoleum or whatever, we have carpets. It's not what the feather doesn't do. We are very careful with the feather. Oh, sure. The 10 psisim that my wife puts out and hides, I shouldn't know where they are. Aganta Saravanya, we find the crumb. Oh, we find the crumb. And we take the flash of it in one hand and shine it like, you know, like they have the cop searches. There it is. We found the crumb. And then we take the whole passion tree, we take the bag, and we take the feather, and we can use it something. And then we take the feather, and we sweep up, you know, all the crumbs, and we put it into the bag. Oh, the hard part of the feather, which they used to use it for, we don't use that at all. So really, we don't have the kind of charm and stocking that they used to have even in the Mishnah Berurah's time. Nevertheless, of course, I agree. I'm not saying not use a flashlight today. Use only the electric light. I'm not saying so. But I want to say the following ha'ora. It's a ha'ora on my part. The minig is to turn off the light for Bedikas Chametz. And this minig is quoted in the Haggadah Tzmor and the Muzmanim also. In the Haggadah. It's called now there. Turn off the light. Why? Leave lights. Shraga b'tiyar on my ani. What does the flashlight do or a candle do? You have 300 watt bulbs, worth of bulbs on the top of that on the ceiling. Oh. So the Mo'ad and Muzmanim in his Haggadah and Tzivkot now says there are those who are Mekil and they don't turn off the lights. He thinks the reason for the Mekil and Mo'ad is they think that the chandelier, the incandescent light, the fluorescent, is not as powerful as the Or HaShemesh. The Or HaShemesh, Shraga B'tir HaMayahani. Because you have 300 watts on top of the roof, then of course the candles can shine brightly and be noticeable clearly, despite the fact that there's so much wattage. Now this is relevant for another reason. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Poskim discussed the question whether you can be Yotze Halakas Ner Shabbos with candles when there's 300 watts on top of on the chandelier. A very serious shaila. Many Gedolim said no. The Rav said, seems to indicate no, of Yaakov Kamenetsky, of Benjamin Zilber, and of Deborah Tzina, quite a few. And Moshe said yes. It's just sort of ceremonial. It makes it a good, a warm feeling, you know. But in my house, for that reason, I try before Shabbos to remember to flip the light off and on before I leave. Then this way the light I'll put on the cover Shabbos Kodesh, you have to plug a mincha right before I go. So if my wife remembers, she does it again. Just to be yotze in case of those sheetahs that say that it's really the light on top that's doing all the kitza. So it occurred to me that really the mekilim who say that we don't turn off the lights when they do bedikas chametz, not because like the Sternberg writes, because the lights on the ceiling are too weak, and therefore it wouldn't create a problem of shraga with you. Punkt verkehrt! They'll not make you within the lights on top are strong enough to approximate the Or HaChamah, and therefore, all right, we still use the candlestick, the flashlight for the corners, but the general terms, We talk about you. It's Yotze Sar Bevsedo. When you turn off the light, it's pitch black. You think, oh, the horror, the stalker, and you can miss a whole role right here because it's like you don't see it. It's too dark. You know. So maybe it's better to leave the light on. As I saw in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos for Rabbi Ida in Perek Zayin Ha'ora Pei Dalit, that he says that you should. Hilchos Pesach, wasn't Hilchos Shabbos? I'm sorry. Hilchos Pesach, that he says that you should not turn off the lights. Why? Yup, more light is better. Pash the plea, more light is better. Faket Shraga Batira. Electra, Moshe holds a secret agenda which he doesn't reveal to anybody. The Meikra Din, that more light is in a Barachama. So you wouldn't even really need anything besides the Meikra Din. Because we still use a flashlight anyway. That's a radical departure from the conventional wisdom. I'll leave you with this to think about. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll continue. Yeah, I'm sorry? I do turn the lights off. See, about me, as I told you before, we dramatize the Gassam. You know, the children, the more dramatic the lights are on. I haven't had a time when I couldn't find the 10th piece. Oh, my wife wouldn't tell me. I couldn't find the 10th piece. One of my kids moved it or something like that. I don't know what happened. With some other time. Okay, so let's have a minute. Tomorrow we'll...
David's show.
Yeah, I'm on a big one, yeah.
That's a tour you can find. Oh.
Thank you very much. How many times do you take a poll to find out what the Ramah says? How many times do you check their pockets for chametz? All their clothes, which I mean, one. Kol HaKavod, this is one. The Ramah says, it's in the top lam and gimel sif yud aleph. Va'akisim, the Ramah says, v'chol adam tzorech l'chavet chadorah kol ha'bedika, she sweep the floor before the bedika. The Mordechai, hear him suffer. Vakisim obote yad shal begodim shenos men pom chomet tzrichim bedika. To check your pocket, if those are the kinds of pockets which you sometimes put in a chomet. That's enough for the Ramah. Simen tov lam and gimel sif yud aleph. Should have been in the Mamakar.
It was.
Okay, good. Says the Mogan Avraham, Umi shein darko b'kachin tzorach b'dika. Oh, Boch Hashem. If you don't have the habit of putting chomets into your pockets, then the Mogan Avraham says you don't require any b'dika. Now, does anyone disagree? Well, Mishnah Berurah, right? Mishnah Berurah says,
Hold on.
The Mishnah Berurah and Sivkotan Mem Zayin. Here, let's take a look. Mem Zayin. Says like this. Va'afilu hu omer barili, shlo nitin b'hem chometz. Doesn't matter. The Mills of L'Ramele, who? V'lava daitis. If you don't think about it, so you don't remember it. For the cane, tzorach b'dika. V'ha'olam noagin rapenayr akisim b'shas ha'bir. All they do is that they shake out the pockets when they do the bir chametz. Nochon livdok osim b'shas ha'bdika. You require you to check the pockets when you do the b'dika the night of the 14th. Oh, mikomakom, catch this now. Tzorach lachazor olanayr b'shas ha'bir. To shake them out again the next morning. Shema chazar v'hichnis v'em chomet sh'ochal ha'abdika. Wow! He had stuff at the pizza shop, and then he put some extra stuff there in his pockets again. So the fact that you checked it the night before doesn't help, because in the interim you put in more food. People like to eat. Poor evidence people like to eat. This is a... I remember many M&M's melted in my pockets when I was a child. It melts, not in your hands, doesn't say anything about pockets. Yes. Hold on. Let's go slow. One thing at a time. Now, in the Be'er Heitev, the Be'er Heitev is printed both in the Big Shulchan Aruch. It's also printed in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Be'er Heitev, "Avishen Daka B'chayim Torah B'dika." Who said so? Dalet Mem. Who's Dalet Mem? Daka Moshe. Who's Mem Aleph? Now, I wasn't sure this is correct. The Varhese makes a contrast between the Milan Avraham, who's calling the Dalai Lama Zaki Moshe, and the Chok Yaakov. Now, what exactly did the Chok Yaakov say? Let's take a look at the Chok Yaakov. So I have to look at the original source, but I don't necessarily accept what the Varhese said. That is the Machloikis over here. Started by quoting in Chavav and the Chok Yaakov. Verbatim. Afilom Avorali Shonatadim Em Chomet Efshat Afilom Akitzorach Medika. Came as a Derek Lam Tzvo Chomet, so Milch Lerayman Al-Ezi Inish. Lava Daite. Okay. That we start with Lashon Shemishnah. We're copy. Okay. The question is that automatically means against the Mogan Avro? Mr. Brewer says he's the beer hater. Says yes. The Mogan Avro said, Mishay Naka Vakach, and Torah Fadika. And the Chok Yaakov says, I feel I'm a barley, Shonatati Mem Chomet. Efshad, I feel like it's Torah Fadika. Kevin should there have lost the Chomet, the Muslim Rabbi the Inish, Lava Daite. So the behavior of the big time machlokes over here. You have pockets enough committed for us, you and me. I think you, I think for me, about you, I don't know what to think for you, but I guess probably it's true for most of you in plural. I mean, you really put cookies in your pockets. I mean,
one second.
I wasn't convinced that the.
What
you mean like this? I'm telling you. That I didn't put, I'm wearing the suit and I never put any food in the suit. So the Rabbi Shlomo died. I remember every time I wore the suit and fled Pesach. Who remembers? But if a guy is the kind of a person that Mishnah Devokan describes, Ein Dago Bekah, he never puts food in any of his clothing. He just doesn't do it, ever. So maybe the Chok Yaakov would be Moder. That it would be mutter with the case. Because otherwise, big trouble. And then we go further than that. When must you check these pockets? That's the Mishnah. Says the Chok Yaakov. What about the Mishnah Gru also? The Chora Mashmah the Bizman Abedika come on. Chok Zayn? The Hainu Leil Yudalid. Abel Be'emet to all the main Nisarim was there. We already discussed this. The only was the Mishnah Gru quarters. The only was not knowing, is not careful to check at that particular time. Is that right? Let me tell you a couple of things over here. I need to dissect what's happening. This is very important. This is a big issue. It seems to me that nowadays, what do? Let's take children's clothes. Let's leave out present company excluded. Little kids have a habit of putting cookies in there. I can tell you all kinds of things I found in kids' pockets and knapsacks and all that. Unbelievable. So, you have to check it. Do we check it, Leil Yudalit? Can I tell you one thing? If we check it, Leil Yudalit, we wouldn't sleep. When do we check it? Earlier. I've had the hug one second. Yaakov says you have to check it. Lel Yisrael. You got to do it on the right time. Zadiyah Zaiti, 1 minute. It's very posh. Exactly. Sociological phenomena. In those days, you had one garment. That was it. If you were lucky, you had one for Shabbos, one for during the week. So how long did it take? They didn't know about today. Today, I don't want to say. One of my children has a tight up. What should I wear? I've nothing to wear. Oh, cloth wash. I've nothing to wear. Burning at the Alma Cooler. Nothing to wear. Well, it's a style. It's too big and too small and too dark and too light and too short and too stuff. Stuss, heavy. Nothing to wear.
That's a bigger problem.
But
if they only had one suit, they know exactly what
it
is.
No, but still, you have a point. No, they only had one set of two. How much they have? So therefore, the Chatzchila should taka check these, this one suit, whatever this one pocket, taka orol arba osa. Because Mada said you're going to check every pocket of every garment in your house, orol arba osa, you'll go right to the Seder probably. You're lucky. And if somebody pockets, somebody's thinking of somebody pockets. This, I am the world's pockets of this. Here, one. You look at it, I mean, look at this pocket over here. Look. Here. The hole there, see everything got that fixed? It wasn't part of the show. Here's a pocket here, and here, and here. So many pockets. And then a shirt, there's pockets, and a coat, there's pockets, and there's just so many pockets. Why are how many pockets we have? So you can't do that until we do it earlier, all right? It's impossible to do it at the right time. But still, we should have to hire help. We should have to get all the kids to do it to work. Put everyone to work a few hours, check every pocket. Yes, Norm?
The question is, in the podcast, I said that if you're sure that you're coming in there, you don't have to
use
the
D-Dodge. Where? Logan
Abram. Logan Abram.
Right. Because they're closed there. Well, those days had many gurus had no clothes. Not today. Right. I keep saying, depending if there are children or not children. If there are children there, even if. No. 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 Yes.
And the second part here, he says, those who are coming, those who are coming to the diet, this guy says, he doesn't himself think so. Therefore,
he
should have to take the
statue of Jesus
on
his hand. Based
upon the latter part of
Chan
Yako, that's where the Bar Hinde is perhaps feeling that he can climb his trip.
Maybe. Could be.
Right.
Maybe, right?
And also, I just want to ask on that line,
why
should
there
be a problem
with
less than
Kazayas? Less than Kazayas, let's wait until after Pesach. We learned the third parak. Sorry. No. Be patient. So after Pesach. This Pesach will have to be last Pesach. No, no.
So what do we check?
Good.
What
do
we check?
Okay.
What are we checking for the pocket?
We'll get... Good. First of all,
if I can tell you
of cases in my house, we found much more than the kazayas, much more than the kabeza in someone's pocket. I mean, a whole sandwich. I mean, big cookies. That's not a kasha. Not a kasha. Not a cash, not a cash. But anyway, but we'll get to the story of the next kazayas later. I really, that's the third pair of sukkahs.
You just like throw all the clothes in like Washington and all the things you'll be in there with
you for the electorate? Oh, okay. But be right. Now the only ones wash everything. I don't know. The truth of the matter is, Rav Osai, I saw in the Sefer Moadim Uzmanim. We have it here? It's on the Maram Akimus.
Okay. What wasn't it yesterday? I put it back.
Bring it back.
I
gave a Baal Peh, this is always Torah Shabbat Peh, I gave a Torah Shabbat Peh explanation of that Maram Bakam. When I typed it up, I didn't have it in front of me when I gave it to be typed. So I just wrote Reish Peh, was it Reish Peh Zayin? I didn't mean the whole sim, I think it goes on forever. I meant the first two pages, to Nogea, to Aranyana. I hope you figured it out. I'm going to finish the whole thing to get a prize. At the end, you mean? At the beginning? Oh, yeah, oh, there it is. That will get to a little later. But in that, thank you very much. I meant it's the first two pages. It's a very long Horus Medine Pesach. It goes on and on. Well, actually, three more pages, which I didn't feel on our Indian right now. Okay, maybe if you read it, another three pages, it would kill you. But I had in mind the first two pages, without the footnotes. The footnotes, someone happens to read it, has to at last you sure. But the yichud roof, that's not for now. So he said over here the following: the Chok Yaakov, the same. We're talking about the same author. The Chok Yaakov says in Simon Tav Lamed Gimel, he brings a raya that a bedika is good on the night of the 13th. We discussed this already a long time ago. You do a bedika in Leil Yud Gimel. Says Orla Vos, I want to make it 24 hours earlier. So roll, pause, and say it's good. Chok Yaakov proves that it's good from the Gemara of Abdallah and Bay. Remember that Gemara about Cheskoso Boduk? And that's when we rented out the place, the whole story. So, those who say that you cannot make the Bedika earlier, so he says over here on page Mem Zayin, at the very top of the page, you have to quote the Chok Yaakov, Tav Lamed Gimel, well, Nasha Gaval the Garaya. Why? Because the guy who rents out his house, he's leaving. So Avada Ha'ozei Beisog on a Mefarsh B'yam O'yotzei L'shayara Avada Bodek Lai L'fnei Yitziyotzei Avshenu Yudal. That's for sure. No one disagrees with that. So to Masker Beisog Avero, he has to leave before, we have to check before he leaves. That's Cheskoso Bodek. The Shaila Nachronim is, if I'm going to stay home, I'm not going anywhere. And I just want to make the Medika 24 hours earlier to give myself, so I can make my house Pesach earlier, so I can cook Knedlach earlier, whatever I want to do earlier. So I want to do it just to get rid of all the chametz and make the Medika 24 hours earlier. That's the Shaila. I'm staying home, not going away. No riot from the Abdallah and the Medbe. It's a good aura that he makes over here on the top of page Mem Zion. Here's the Simon Reish Pei Zion in the Bar Azana, Simon Tov Lamed Gif. Very good. Now, there's another riot that Chok Yaakov brings. And I've tested him at base. No. That's not so Gaval de Garay either. Why? The Fidel Mokam Shakosha Bilal Yadalit Esher de Lachule Amamoil. Oh, a new cooler. So when it's difficult to do the check on your dalit, then maybe everyone agrees you can do the check earlier. Once you give an example, well, there's a floor, there's a closet, and there's all kinds of funny cases you can think of. And maybe that's the one that Tess is talking about. Because of a new pshara. But maybe to make it 24 hours earlier is time, so you'll have an easy time because you want to watch the playoffs that the night all our boss, or I don't know what. So that you can't do it. But if you have a compelling cause, the way you have to do it all is shlosha and avosa, then perhaps it would be proper to do so 24 hours earlier. Oh, so this basis, he starts in the same page, he talks about the following kashayla. I mentioned already yesterday, Mordechai on Adav says you require, a shul requires bedikah. The Mishnah Berurah said you make a bro. Or HaShul says no. Why not? As well, the chavis is hefker, no one's no value roar. Frektim Adam was mana. What are you talking about? It's enough for the Rishalmi. The Mordechai, do you see the Mordechai inside? I don't know if you ever looked at that. Right in our daf. Open your Gemara for a minute, just to see inside. He quotes it from a Yerushalmi. Not stop up the 20th century chumra. Yerushalmi says so. They have to do a bedik in kind of public places. So why should you require a barakah? What's the Rosh Hashulka talking about? Here it is. Tavkuf Laman, hey, Aminan B'Yerushalmi. Aminan B'Yerushalmi. Page 56. Most of the way down the second column. The line ends Aminan. The line begins B'Yerushalmi, and it's the parents of Loch Aleph. Bote Knesio, Subote, Midrashos, Mao Shiu Tzrichim B'Dika. Mao says, Ma Tzrichol, Ezem and Neshem, Evi and Shem Chomet, V'Shavos, and Rosh Chodesh, and Kiddish! You gotta make a B'Dika Chomet. Shitul and Ochen, Tzrichol and Neshem, or Bekitz, the whole Arich is for Yusham is Beferish, you have to have B'Dika. You have to have a B'Dika in Shul. So why shouldn't you make a bracha? That's the kasha against the Aruch HaShulchan. That's the Mordim Uzmanim's kasha. Answers the Mordim Uzmanim, a very interesting parents. Like this. He says, the mitzvahs bedika nichlu trei inyanim, zvei dinim, risk, gracious, chovas gavre, the mishi yesh lo bayit chalakach, kapsa de gavre mitzvahs bedika. And even for that for the 30 days, the chiyah remains. We discussed this by Richas already a long time ago. Yeah. I will know that the Zebu will be Rishalmi. Shigam Mokam Hektish, Mikol Mokam Bozakam Avar. Right? That's what we saw. That's if you look at the Mordechai a little further, it's by the Mokam of Hektish, where they used to do the Hebrew Hashanah, all kinds of things. Why? Shebelav Achi, Roy Loch Hashem Yavol Yochlo. The Yisodo Begeder Hechsher Shem Nechnasu Shem Bepesach HaKarach HaSorach B'dika Uladas HaRach HaShulchan Ein B'Zechovas Brachov Yossi Shapir Svei Dinim. The Chovas Gavra requires a bracha. The Chovas Mokum, if you will, and this Mokum should not have chametz lying around lest you eat it when you walk in. You know, there's no Chov on your person. You discharge your personal obligation in your house. But you're going to go to Shul on Pesach, and even though the chametz is Hefka, not at well, it doesn't matter, but you still can come and eat it. You find a gewaldig piece of lakshkugel left over from the kiddush on their Shabbos, and you get a custom come to eat it, or a great piece of cake, seven layer, left over from last Shabbos from the kiddush on their Shabbos, and seven layer cake. Come on, how can you resist? Chometz, you may come to eat it. So So therefore, you have to have a bedikah. But is it Rehovah's Gavra? No. So bedikah, one second. So bedikah, yes. Bedikah, yes. But Rehovah's Gavra, no. And he goes, Vaita, interesting. But he learned in the yeshiva, Rav Sternbach writes. I don't know what yeshiva he learned in. He must have learned in the yeshiva, he had a dormitory. He wanted to know, Mao din acheres yeshiva, his dorm room. He had a dorm room in the yeshiva. Do you have to do a bedikah if you can on the Leil Yadaz and a Nikabro? Why not? He said, you're not a socher. I've said this many times in different contexts. It's not about Matthias, it's not about Barichas. Are you a socher in your room here in Ritzul? You're a socher? No. They can kick you out whenever they want. It's called a punduk. What is a punduk? What's a punduk mean?
In.
And the in is, excuse me, well, they can remove it. I think we had it this year. We discussed that mezuzah, didn't we have next year? For the story in camp, but they threw us out, threw the guys out for Shabbos. I think I just had that story over. I mean, that was the proof. And I think Rabbi Lamb came for Shabbos, so the whole story. That was a proof. Mamish, it was Minna Shemai. It's unbelievable proof. Just when we learned those in Yonim, that we're not considered Torah, we're only considered Pundakoyim. And then I said, the Chiyah Mezuzah is not on the camp. It's on the camp as the Chiyah Mezuzah. Not the Talmidim who were learning and living in the bunk. Anyway, by the same token, Rav Sternberg suggests, there's no Chiyah B'dikas Chamas and you here in the dorm. We discussed this, I think we're going to have a Metzir possibility. Because you're not the Sokhi, you're only a Pundakoy. Maybe there is no Chiyah. Aside from that, even one second, one might argue even differently. If you're a Pundakoy and you're living there at Pesach, Avaya Mechir. Why? Because you come to eat the chametz. I know that in my boys in Eretz Yisrael, so their taka Pesach is nowhere to really to go. So one of my sons is in the Yeshiva Yerushalayim, and they're open Pesach. I think one year they went to Beis Yisrael. The mamash gevaldik. They let him in to take some Pesach. It was unbelievable. So while they're in the room, about to have to do a bedik. I'd only have put the car. They're only a guest. They're only this, that. But still, they shouldn't come with Shabbat Yavu Le'ochlo. But you would make no bracha. That's what Rav Sternberg is wondering. You shouldn't make a bracha if you make a bedik an Erol Arbos. Here in this place, locked up, tight, you can't get in here, Erol Arbos. You can't get in?
Morning,
they lock up here.
You have to be out by 11.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so here too. Do you have a chil to go to a bedik Erol Arbos here? Pashtus knows that you're only a Pundakoy, you're not going to be living there. They're going to lock it up before the Sof Manachila. There's no Shemi Abloch. You can't get to the place. That's a question we will discuss later. By Mechira's Chametz. You sell your Chametz here, does it work? Because if the guy wants to come in, security, ID. So I think John Brown. Where were you? What school are you from? Reeds? What's this? We'll let him in. That's a serious challenge. Does the Mechira work in Shekei? Yeah?
You say Chovas Gavra says
you should be studying days before you go after that? Didn't we discuss that before?
Even if the Chovas
Gavra... We don't make a brach even Erev Pesach. Only... Even Erev Pesach. Only Leil Yadaz. It's a Ramon.
No, but I thought maybe... Still
no, the Ramon says no brach even one day earlier. Only the Mamash the last night. Right. I don't know. Could be right. Yes, of it. A person who has a home is required to check that home for chametz. He's not going to be there.
Who's the baal bus in the shul?
The shul
is not a baal bus.
Well, the truth of the matter is, really, strictly speaking, they are on the shulchan in order to explain why there's no chametz gavra added a word. What word it is? The chametz is what? Hefka. That's not so poshut. On the aside, the Mishnah Berurah would agree with the chametz hefka to what the Rosh Hashanah says. What kind of hefka? The chametz belongs to the shutfim. Who are the shutfim? Everyone that happens in the shtibel. The shutfim. And they're all partners in the shtibel, or maybe the... Or the shul, or the shul. Or the shul, whatever it may be. And they're all part of, all the members are part of the shul. The pashut of the shul today is belong to Shutfim. It's not belong to nobody, not a corporation, which is like Klal Yisrael, like a basic Mikdash. Young Yisrael of the river there. I guess it belongs to a non-profit corporation, and a lawyer here to figure that out. But they're trustees, and they're members, and they're a Pialocha. I think they're considered Shutfim.
What do you call it?
No, Gala Maisa. because it's a question of Buda Hano. Let's say I'm angry with one of our boss. I'm angry at him. He called me a name. So I'll make an Isser Hano, and then he can't sit in my seat in shul. So could be it works. I'll have to look at the whole sugya in the Dharma about this. What do you mean, works? Well, I can't ask the Brooklyn Bridge. No, the Brooklyn Bridge, you have no ownership. In shul, you may own your seat, or own a chalik. In our shul, we have a gaba. He checks the covenant. So he has his job. He knows that. Gaba is doing, he must check. The gaba can tell the son to do it for him, okay? It's a different story. It's delegate. But it's the gaba, as you quote him in Mishnah Berurah. Shamos and the Gaborim. And they're the ones who are achroi to check for the covenant.
But the bracha that the Shabbos makes in his house can go on the shul.
If he wants to do it in that fashion, okay. But very often it's inconvenient to do it that way. And I want to add, La'adiyah Daiti, if the Aruch HaShulchan is correct, then we assume basically he's correct. Even though the Chametz Adam will have to give it, I don't know, we don't know who belongs to it, whatever it may be. Therefore, it seems to me that not only is there no bracha, no bracha also may mean there's no need to do it with all prater v'tukeh usmana. You don't have to do larva also, don't have to be lar and air. It's just the fact that you shouldn't eat Chametz. So however you do it, you want to do it a different time. All of us inconvenient, because you're going to be in a different place, you're going to be busy. Hold on a second. One second. So now, here's the key verse. Yes.
Regarding the halacha about where you were in a goy's house, you leave the house, and then you go to a different house. But what about if you go to a different house now?
Very good. Very good. Mamish. Gavaldik. So now, we learned before, David raised the point. If I leave my house early, there's no bracha. There's no bracha. No bracha. So the Mepharshim asks, why no bracha? What's the big deal? Just wait till all our bracha, sir. Check your pocket. Check your pocket. It says in the Ramah, you have to check your pocket to all our bracha, sir. So you check your pocket and then make a bracha then. So the answer is, Rabbi Osai, the answer is, as the Mishnah Berurah already talks about it, in Kotan Chav Ches, the Makor Chayim, in Simon Tov Lam Advov, Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin, that's where it comes up. And there he explained that although there exists an obligation to check your pockets, that's not the main chiyuv. That's not the main chiyuv. Okay? The Makor Chaim asked the Kasha himself in Tov Lam Advov to start new Zayin. Why did Rav Moshe say there's no bracha? Just check your pocket. He says no. He says, Ef Shalomar, Kevin the Chsim Tashvi Somi Bo Teichem, Iker HaMitzah Lidok Levar HaFamitz Be'abayis Mamish. When you check from your pocket, there is no bracha which can be made. So right, Simba Tzik Chok Yankov, in Simba Tov Lam Advov, Sif Kotten Yud Zayin. If that's the case, Rav Osai, you shouldn't require all our bosa. You shouldn't require a nair either. You shouldn't require it. That's what comes out. It's like the Aruch HaShulchan business. You shouldn't, but it's not exactly the same din as the house. And therefore, the Makkok Yaakov himself said earlier, Tav Lamed Gimel Sukkot Chav Zayin, that you need B'dika in the pocket. You need Man B'dika, Lel Yudalit. It depends. Some Shtiblach guys own private for the old. That's the case. It's not really it's a private house. Then the Rebbe has to do B'dika. The Rebbe wants to point his Gabba to do it. That's his business. But the Rebbe's here. I meant Shtiblach. Okay, you're right. Shtiblach, the Shtiblach, which are probably run. No real. Yes, sir.
Why you?
I don't want to say what happens here. I don't know what happens here. about Beth Meir, it's not the same about Beth Meir, it's not the same about Beth Meir, what? Of the Bereshiyah, to go against the signs, the Chashudim to go against the Nisa Gomer, Chas V'Cholila, was it? What happens really, I don't know. I assume they sweep the floors and then they make sure there's no comments. I don't know. I don't know.
But theoretically, at least
since
they lock up and sell all the buildings, if there's no
kids,
they
could be.
They sell what you give them.
What? Of the Bereshiyah to go against the signs, the Chashudim to go against the Nisa Gomer, Chas V'Cholila, was it? What happens really, I don't know. I assume they sweep the floors and then they make sure there's no comments. I don't know. I don't know.
But theoretically, at least since they lock up and sell all the buildings,
if
there's no kids,
could be.
They sell you
gimel. Because you're a pundit, you're a
pundit
guy.
They would sell
you gimel. Now you're a pundit. An office. You have a car. Are you required to check your office in your car? Oral our boss or Laura Nair? I saw someone's problem. Say yes. I think I'm Sternbach and Zagona says that way. And I say no. Tashbi Sarim Batechem is your house. It doesn't mean your pockets. It doesn't mean the shul. It doesn't mean your office. It doesn't mean your car. Sure, you have to check. You're going to be in your car. You'll be in your office over yonder. You have to make sure you should. You cannot imagine how much chametz I have found in my car over the years. Now it's a little bit, the kid's a little bit older. But when I had a lot of small children, and we had a station wagon, we used to, like, you know, the station wagon has those seats that fold up, and that we'd find kazesim, got to kabetsim, kazesim, kaseves, I don't know what you want to call it. Who knows how much? We had some, we had half boxes of Cheerios which are lying under there, which we had, you name it, so much chametz in the car. We had to get, we have to vacuum it. We had to get a commercial, you know, grade vacuum cleaner to get all the chametz out of the car, the big project. And but I don't think we didn't do it in the whole lab also. Oh, no. Did it before that, yes?
Sorry, I'm sure I like really stressing that all the pockets
and
always yes,
have to check. I don't think so. I don't think so. Now I'll give you another
piece. Don't we say we check the pockets? Because if you don't put down the 10 pieces of bread, there's always chametz in the pockets, so at least the rubber will do it.
Don't know.
You don't need
to make a rough on the
mitzvah.
We discussed
that they
say that you need electric bulb on top or the flashlight. If the electric bulb is the chama, then it's the chama. It's a nair. I mean, this kind of nair we don't find. I'll tell you a nair. If you conduct a study with regular candles and find that they don't work as well by day as by night, even though it's absolute absence of light. And when it comes to electric bulbs, you find a different result of the study, then I'll listen. But since I don't understand what this means, it seems to be completely esoteric. So I don't know if we can make that distinction, make that thing. Rabosai, one more, hold on 1 second.
The point is, because, like, I remember camp, like, a lot of times the lights go out, so they have basketball games, so they bring cars to the basketball court. Now, let me tell you, the light that the car lights give is much stronger than a candle that you're holding. So I mean, obviously, you see it works better than the candle.
Okay. The Shari Tshuva in on that Ramah, I have to see a bunch of Achrom on that Ramah on Tav Lamed Gimel, says like this. Look, you know, the reason why we don't aren't so careful about checking everything on the 14th, because we this is Shari Tshuva here. Shari Tshuva is found again in the Big Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah. It's found in both places. He says like this. The Rambam said you have to check everything on the 14th. So the Shari Tshuva says, "V'lochein makilim hamonei am livdok derech ha'avora b'li chibus heitem b'chorna v'stokin on Leil Arbosa." Why? Shishatchila mechavdin roktzin the menachrin akol heitem. Then he adds, unbelievable. Feel the ropes in the menachah, they akum, mistabra, the nemonim, that the kiyusa kapti, v'lomar en afshayim. Wee! You know, the goy, the maid that did the checking, we're going to rely on them to do a very superficial bedika, because goyim who are hired to keep clean will keep clean. Wow! Wow! That's another sniff lahakal in an hour. They're told to get rid of everything, not chametz and not chametz. Then he calls the Chochma Shlom over here. I'm sorry. He says, there it says, HaMechabe Chadro, the Mechabe said, you give him a benissen, doesn't matter, you gotta check the 40th, the night of the 40th anyway. Says the Chochma Shlom, Davka, you give him a benissen, you'd bathe this. Avam Kibdo, Gimel Yomim Kolem, Osbe Gimel Yom Mavi Chazoke, yes, Benasa Kemoka Shem Achnisim Bochomets, Beit Tzorach Bedika, Falom Yigor Moka Shem Achnisim Bochomets, Im kvar hukzak v'kaf gimel yomim came near on his night to borrow v'nochon v'du kaitim. Wow! Unbelievable chiddush! Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. What did he say over here? He said, if you check your house on the 13th, you'll have to check it again the night of the 14th. That's what the Mechaba said. But if you check it completely the night on the 10th, the 9th, the 8th, and it's completely clean and no chametz is brought in there, that's the status of the din of the Mishnah of Mokom Shem Achnisim Bo Chametz. Because once you have 3 days of that status, this suffices. Wow, what? That's what he says. 3 days. 3 days. 3 days. That's what he says. That's what he says.
The house is fully compliant, so
why do you
check? Don't even walk into the house without going before. So why don't you check
anything? Do you mean about
the mitzvah?
I don't know.
We have to at least leave one room.
I don't know.
Okay.
So maybe that's why we have to throw those 10 crumbs around. They already checked everything around. So if you don't throw 10 crumbs. So there's one more nakuda over here, which is the Mishnah Brura, where he says that if a person leaves his house and he goes to someone else's house, that he can be Mekayim the Bedik in someone else's house. That's a tough Lamed Vav. Sifkat and Chav Ches. Do you remember we discussed that? We had it a long time ago. I was just for kids and Nimrods. He says...
A friend house or a second house?
Oh, hold on a second. The... one She konets lebayis acher v'yikayim shal mitzvahs biur. One second. So the question is this bayis acher to which he's going. So Rav Sternberg has a kasha against his Mishnah Brura. His Mishnah Brura seems to be saying Tough Lam Advov. Oh, you know what? This is in the, you probably didn't see this, this is in the next page, which I told you in the other room. Look what this is over here. He quotes over here from a few posts, including Mishnah Brura, Shem Nasa Levayas Acher. Bal habayis bodek sham b'shvilo. Where was that? The balabas checks for him, and therefore the chenei nochayev lived up with beito. Chag Yaakov says that in tough lamed vav. Which one? That's one on the mar makomos. I put it on. Said custom tezayin. That's why I put it on the mar makomos. He said the vrayim. He doesn't understand. He says, Gavalt, why are you making the mitzvah? Baloeno socher, ragar bepundik. I leave my house and I go to a hotel or I go to someone else's house for yontif. I can't fulfill my chov as gavra in my brother's house or in the hotel. I'm only a pundukoi. I rent out a house, a different story. So it could be in some hotels they rent you out a certain particular suite and you would write that in advance from New York. I want, like it's called Levy Rishalayim, what's it called? You rent an apartment, you give me 5B, whatever it is. All right, that's okay. But if you say I'm going to the La Rome, well, then you don't make which room you're going to get over here, the plaza. They'll put you in the... All right, I guess you're renting out the penthouse, that's a different story. But
once you get that room, it's like you're renting
out the room. Nah, they can bump you. No one to happen. Wrong. They can bump you to a different room. It happens all the time. Yeah.
Give you a free reservation next time you come to Israel.
No, they don't do that necessarily. They say, listen, we put you here in room 4A. Now some Gavir wants it. You can move to 4B, please.
They don't do that too often.
They don't do it only once. They don't do it too often.
What do you think you don't open that?
Doesn't have to happen on people. It can happen. I think you're putting the card. My landlord can't tell me, oh, you're in the third floor now? Move to the fourth floor tomorrow. He can't tell me that because I signed a lease for this apartment. When you make out any kind of contract or agreement with it, you don't sign for a particular rule. It doesn't work that way. That means you're putting the card. That's a caution. I made a little mistake. And this is the first two pages. That's Mem Vav and Mem Zayin. This is Mem Tes, the first paragraph where he asks his caution. It's a good caution. I don't know. Yes.
That's the case of the movie said that the person with the Mechira on your gimbal, if he wants to go away from his Tzadikah, how does that help?
He
should
go up with
his
Tzadikah,
because if he goes to the hotel, it hasn't gotten rid of
his Tzadikah. Hey,
Mechinami,
so that's what we explained to
Mechira.
Ah!
No, but why should that be
the case of where he starts off
in the great house?
We spoke about that, Barichas, the Mechira's Chametz, the Zalfakim of Tashbis. We went to this, we discussed this a long time ago. Okay, Rabotai, we've now completed this inyan. We're going to speak about Polis. Now, Mapolis is no stranger to us. We've been there before. We've discussed Mapolis already before. But there are a couple of important matters that we never had a chance to talk about earlier. The Gemara is very brief. The Gemara says on the Esam and Aleph, Chometz Shinof, it's a Mishnah really on the Flam and Aleph Mabes, but not. Chometz Shinof of Mapos, Harayukum Mavur. And the Gemara says, there's a restriction, Hoplasam She'en Akelav Yochol Lechapes Acharo. What does that mean? So the Rashi quotes from the Gemara and that's Flam and Aleph, Fakama Chafisas Akelav, no. Shlosha tvachim. Three tvachim. Unbelievable. It's under three tvachim. What's that, about a foot? Approximately, not more. It's under a foot of rubble. Or something else of that nature. It's covered by a solid foot of some junk there. So then you are potter from doing a bedikah. That's how it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Let me just read it to you in the same simon. So when I'm talking about Flamel Gimel, Sivches says, Kosel she nishtamesh of Komets v'chorin v'nosh of v'natze gal, afilene gavoa, no, that's the difference, that's called Akrov. No Akrov, yeah, then, if yesh of gova gimel tvachem, mivat lo b'liva v'dayo, end of Sivches, finished. Do bit of belay, and that's the end of it, finished. Oh. In the Mishnah Brura, very important Mishnah Brura, it's in Kotan Lamaches, called the Big Time Achlokas Rishon. This din of Avatla Balibo, is that a requirement with the Raisa or a requirement with the Rabbana? It's a very important child. Very important. The Ran, Naflamanal from the base, and even Rashi there sounds like he said it. Just turn to Rashi, please. Take a look, just turn to Lamanal from the base for a minute to see the Rashi inside. Lamed Aleph Mid Bay, that's the Mishnah, that's where the Mishnah is found. And it was Vitzorach Shivatl Belibo. That's where the three Tvachim is. So Rashi said, Tzorach Shivatl Belibo, see the Rashi? On the first wide line, Lamed Aleph Mid Bay, says Gemara, Tzorach Vila. Shema yifakech agal v'moed v'nimtza overlo. Wow! Rashi is quite clear that the only reason why you have to do a bitl is what are we afraid about? Suddenly on Pesach, this gal will become unearthed and the chametz will be suddenly exposed. And they'll have money. But if you know for a fact that's going to be, I mean, the World Trade Center, I mean, it's still under a mound of rubble. So if Erev Pesach, the World Trade Center would blow up and it's chametz underneath there, then you wouldn't have to be about to believe him. Because not because after all, no kshash is going to be unearthed. And therefore, there's no need for bittul. So it appears in Rashi and that Lamed Aleph and around there. The Magad Mishnah, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches, the Shaar HaTzion there says, no. There's a Chiyiv D'Oraisa. V'yashom ha'dim D'Oraisa v'chliyul levat lo. Dim lo, ken af ha'pi she'edad lo fakech, ha'alfen ha'gav ha'loid, v'kom ha'kom over v'shim lo yimotze, k'mo b'matmin l'chat chila. Wow, who is this? Who says this? The quote on the bottom, this is from the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah. Smack. I'll tell you a secret. I thought Pasha Pshat was like the Magid Mishnah. Smack. What do you mean? Buy Rabbi by Yimotze. Why not? Why shouldn't he buy Rabbi by Yimotze? So what's Pshat and Rashi, Taka? So they say Pshat and Rashi like this. He said to Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches, what's Pshat? Why don't we the right to buy Rabbi by Yimotze? The Davka Lahatman be a Dayim Osim in the right. I will offer Kevin Shememel and offer Rabbi Galina over. What does that mean? Remember back on the payment base? Remember we had that? Remember we had the sugi when you're over by Rabbi Monte? And the Bar Lashon, Bal Yatmin. Bal Yatmin by a caliphate donus. I always thought that's just a figure of speech. It's in the Torah Bal Yatmin. It really means only by Rabbi Monte. Just use a different expression. He says, takes it literally. No. Only Bal Yatmin. If you are going to hide your chometz under a mound of rubble, then it does not be the right. If your chametz is there, suddenly for some crazy reason the wall collapsed and fell on the chametz, you didn't do Bal Yatmin, you didn't yourself hide the chametz. If you didn't hide the chametz yourself, so then you're not over Midoraisa. No need for Bitla Midoraisa. Midoraisa is without Bitla, still not no Bayerah, Bayimate. No Bayerah gets it, you can't see it. No Bayimate because you weren't matmin it. That's the pashtus in this sheet of Rashi and the Rav. It's a big chiddush, yes. Very good. Could be Rashi l'shitasa. Rashi means that if you will not even fakeh hagal, there's no bayiroya because you won't find it. The problem is, Meir, that pashtus Rashi said in the case, well, the machlokas actually. Did you know about chametz? You didn't know about it. That was a part of our discussion. Did you know? Didn't you know? Some say Rashi means you didn't know about it. And then if you don't discover it, so after Pesach, there's no bayiroya. If you knew about it, I'd be different. If you hear pashtus pshat and gal, did you know about it? So that's not so posh that was the... Rabbo said, though, there are two kinds of galim. Yeah? Right. No, but the Rabbonin say that although we require Biro Chometz, he will say it's Kimavur from the perspective of the Rabbonin. And the perspective of the Raisa, I think it's the Raisa, but Tzorach Shivata Beliba. But Vua takes care of the Rabbanan and the Bittul takes care of the Raisa. There are two kinds of gal. One is big and small, exactly. We discussed it when we learned the Ramban way back in the first parak. Davov, Davdalid. We're still in the first parak. Yeah, at the beginning of the first parak. So there was a discussion of what kind of gal is. Two kinds of gal. A regular gal, and there's a gal godol. Or the gal godol, the Ramban and Chumash is an expression, a very powerful expression. What's it called? No? Avuda Mimenu Umikov. That same expression is found here in the Mishnah Berurah, in the same context. The same context. So it's considered Avud Mimenu Umikov. That's what he says in the Mishnah Berurah, the same thing, not the Kess. Nafal of Galgadol, she Epshel of Hakeh, who Avud Mimenu Mikol Adam, the Chuliyama Mudr, and Lo Karim and Meshel Chah. Wow. Not even yours. Not even yours. I have a problem.
What's
Gagadol? I thought Gagadol was like the World Trade Center. You just can't get to it. Impossible. You'll never be able to get to it.
You got a big enough thing. You can lift up all the... You got a big enough crane. You can lift up all the...
Look, the World Trade Center is pretty... They have a lot of people working down there. You know, they're still digging out the rubble. How many months is it now?
8 months
from now? Oh, I think it's 10 months. February. Whatever it is. It's a long time. They're still digging out. I didn't realize that, but because I spoke to someone just this week, told me that every year the yeshiva has a dinner in the Vista International, and his was the last dinner, because it blew up on a Friday, right? So the local yeshiva house in Riverdale had a dinner there that Sunday, 6 days before, and now they don't know, because every year they had it in the Vista, now there ain't no Vista. Still no Vista, a year later? Yeah, still no Vista. It takes a long time. It was in 8 days. It was about, you know, a couple days, only 8 days. You just can't get up. So much rubble. That's what's called Avod Mimenu Mikol Adam. I have a slight problem with the Lashon of the Bisharat Tzion. Memches. We said, what do you mean Avod Mimenu Mikol Adam? It's just enough to have, it's enough to have the Chulam and Mutter. Yeah. This means it's valid. Even if he didn't do Bittul. Kavanasa, the Chulam and the Mechuyim, this girl Paulin, the Fakir Hagav. What this kapolim? If you give this kapolim, then it's not a avodah mimenu kol adam. If you can hire workers and they can, you know, get a thing out for you, then it's not avodah mimenu kol adam. They quote the Rav Alter Rebbe, Bagrat, Shikosa. The Bechagon Zayin Atzorach Levat Lo'afim Lechatchila. There's no need to do bittul. It's mamish, it's hefker, it's avodah mimenu kol adam. I agree. But I thought that's true in a case where there's no way to get it out. No workers. I mean, I guess. Hopefully do anything, but I guess it probably would be measured by Pesach. You can't get out until after Pesach is over. That's irrelevant. No, maybe not. Maybe we shouldn't say that. Maybe there's such a tremendous an avalanche. Just no matter how many workers there are, you just won't be able to get it out. Finished. All the king horses and all the king's men can't get that chametz out of that after that avalanche. They didn't have cranes. They didn't have, you know. I don't know how to measure it exactly. I just don't know. I don't know. The truth of the matter is that we pointed out the Ramban in the Abdallah doesn't seem to agree with the Ramban in Chumash. Ramban in Chumash should have been called other by God. But the Ramban in the Gemara in the Abdallah didn't use that expression. It's Ena B'Shusa. Right? It's called Ena B'Shusa. It's called inaccessible. So then maybe you could say it doesn't have to be such a big mouth. But still, it seems to me that if workers can get it out, it's called accessible also. And only is it not open to men, it's not even called inaccessible. The workers can get access it for you. I don't know. One more nekuda, because all this stuff you think is just hilchos l'mashiach, whoever heard of chametz under an avalanche. In my opinion, this chametz in my house, which is the status of chametz shenafel of my folks. When I was commissioned to make noodles on Fridays, my wife said, "Someone has to go out," and I had to make the noodles. So I said, "How do you make noodles?" I said, "Not to make noodles." My wife told me, "Push it. Take a pot of water, wait till it boils, and you take noodles from the pantry, and you throw it into there, and you wait 10 minutes. Gewaldig! I became a great noodle maker. So that's the extent of my talent in the kitchen. But so what I used to do, I would take the box of noodles and throw it into the pot. But sometimes the pot was in the back burner, and I'd throw it into the pot, and I'm not so good. So a noodle or two, this whole big box, went over the top. Went over the top of the backboard, and into the never land behind the stove. The marshal hasn't moved in, could be 15 years, I don't know, it's the same stove. So I fixed something once, I don't remember. Maybe once 15 years. I don't check that stove. I'm still there. I think to move, you'd probably have to disconnect the gas. Got a plumber, probably. Probably.
We're still polling. We're still polling.
So what I think is, in my opinion, yeah, this could pull them out. They have to hire a plumber. In my opinion, this chometz should not fill up my pulse. And therefore, I don't move that stove there. Place. Now, look at this stove. My kitchen, I don't know, see my kitchen, that's very big, but in that little kitchen, we have a stove which we can't move. We have a refrigerator which we can't move. We have a washer we can't move. We have a dryer we can't move. Can't move anything. I can't move the cloud in the kitchen. I can't turn around. But we don't move any of that type of stuff. Nothing. Don't move it. Once our washing machine broke, we got a new washing machine. Nope. Drop. But that happened once, so hopefully it shouldn't happen again. But I think it's different in my post. In my opinion, there's no need to move it. And here I have a bit of a quibble with Rabbi Eider in the Sefer Hilchos Pesach. So it's a Valdige Sefer. Look how colorful, beautiful. And there's very nice things over here. But there's one thing I don't think I have it right. At least I don't know. In Perek Vov, chapter 6, or Pei Aleph, he says something which I don't think is necessarily correct. He says as follows. Furniture or appliance which cover chametz, page 73 of this book. E.g., refrigerated stove. You didn't know about washers and dryers in the kitchen. Yeah, that's right. They have basements. We don't have any basements. And can be moved, should be moved. Why? Look at this footnote. I don't really understand it. Kach nira. Okay. Why? The Davka quote, Im nafal of galgodol shi efshel efakea, v'u ovo mimenu mikoladim l'chuliyama mutlo kvina v'eshelcho, end quote. Ubisharatzin kozav, quote, v'l'chuliyama ene mechuyil diskapolim l'fakeach agal, end quote. Avalim efshel efakeach nira, to be a dua shisham chometz, Chayev levadko ulevaro. Rogel deshtamash bo chomet ven yodua sheshem achshem chomet. Ein terach livdov. Avo terach levadol. I am mechabit. Mishabur la medalot. I don't know what the world is talking about. But those mishaburus and sharatians, to my mind, were referring to a case where you didn't do what? You didn't do what? What? Bittul. But it's no bittul. Avada, Rabbi Eider is right. If I wouldn't do a bittul, I have to move my washing machine, I have to move my stove. But we do bittul. That's not true. We already determined clearly you can do bittul on chametz yadua. He himself concedes that if any yadua, you don't have to move it as long as you do a bittul. I don't see where he has any proof to the contrary if you know the chametz is there. Do the same bittul and that's enough, Dayenu. So I think this is incorrect. That'll be incorrect. I don't move it. You better be wrong. So who comes from Lakewood here? Yeah. So maybe you'll go and ask him and see him. You ever see him over there? Mm-hmm. But you go home. So go ask him. Tell him that the Rebbe has a kasha. He knows me. The Rebbe has a kasha in this thing. The Pasha Pshat is that we thought, page 73, footnote Pei Aleph, that those Makaras that he quoted at the beginning of the front where he didn't do any bittul. That's the whole deal there in the Mishnah Brewer. The whole deal there in the Mishnah Brewer there is, if he didn't do bittul. If he didn't do bittul, if low bittul. But if he did bittul, you can ask him now, I'm not afraid.
I say he's not going home to
the Pesach. We'll hold that to Pesach. No, do me a favor. Don't go home right before Pesach, then that'll be too late to... I can move it. I can move it. Refrigerator and a stove.
Wheels.
Okay. Ours is not on wheels. A stove. You can't move any stove so easily. Are they don't want stoves? Electric stove, you mean? It was written so many years ago, they didn't have so many electric stoves. Okay, write a question. Interesting. This is already 8-9 years old. So. Anyway, that's my card. I don't think he's correct. 5-7-4-5. Original. Yeah, true. This came out originally in many different little tiny things. I used to get mail in yeshivas. Every year. No, when they first started mailing, yeah. Then they put it into two big volumes. Very good, I'd love to say. But, I don't understand. Don't take away from the statement. I don't understand. Okay. Everyone got everything straight, Clar? Okay, now we go to the next sukkah. Yudim and Beis, Rabosa. Question, yeah. What? Right. Yeah. Says the Mishnah of Yudah Omer. Bokin or Yudalit. Ubi Yudalit Shakris. Ubi Shas Abir. The Chacham Omrim. Lo Bodak or Yudalit Yivdok Bi Yudalit. Lo Bodak Bi Yudalit Yivdok Batoch HaMoed. Lo Bodak Batoch HaMoed. Yivdok Bi Achar HaMoed. The last line we discussed by Richas already. Remember that? With the Eishel Avrom, with the Chaye Yodom, with the Ran, the whole discussion. But the first part we never saw really before. So what do the words mean, Pashut? So Or Yudal, we know what it means. But now Rabbi Yudah has two more expressions. What are they? Yudal and Shachris and Shas Abir.
Is
it Chalkin? One second, is it Chalkin behind me?
Why does
Rabbi
Yehuda
change
the Lashon of the Mishnah?
Well,
it's
spirit.
Is it
Chalkin?
Again,
we'll do
it after.
No, okay.
Well, he says Chalkin, Arya Dalit. We learned at the beginning that if we yourselves lit our
Legion of Dalit, why is it? Or means Arya Dalit. It goes back to the first mission of Beis.
No.
Yudalit Shachris. What does it mean, Yudalit Shachris? The morning of the 14th. And what is Shas Abir? We don't know. Rashi says nothing. Chacham say, Or Yudalit, Yivdak Bi Yudalit. Thank you. Labadak Bi Yudalit, Yivdak B'Toch HaMoed. Labadak B'Toch HaMoed, Yivdak Achamo. What are the words mean? So Rashi gives us some clues on the second, on Chacham. B'Toch HaMoed, B'Shoah Shishis, Shum Moed Abir. Uwah. So Rashman's Batoch HaMoed means the 6th hour. The Yachar HaMoed, Mishay Shoh, Solomala, Ad Shet Techshach. Wow. So we have, according to Chachamim, how many stages do we have? Or Yudalit? Yudalit? What does Yudalit mean according to Shitas Rashi? The first 5 hours, right? Not then. Then Batoch HaMoed, which is what? 6th hour. Moed is Manabir. Not then, it's Achon, which means till nightfall. The sheet is Rashi. Okay? Just get us clear.
What, how many expressions are coming out? What are they in?
Now, what did Rashi say about all these things? Rashi learned what hour is this? 1 to 5. This is 6. 7 to 12. Still talking about the 14th day? That's a Rashi learned about. Correct?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to. Says, no, it's wrong. Completely wrong. Alright? What's the kashas? Pirsha Kudus Pistel Shisha Zakasha. Fle Rabbi Yehuda Korile Shasa Biur. Fala Mashina Lashona. What have you to say? Orli Yudalit. Uvi Yudalit Shachris. Uvi Shasa Biur. Now what was Shasa Biur in the Pashtas? The 6th hour, right? So the same hour 6, he called it Toka Moi. And if you just called that what?
How come?
Hold on. Rabbi Yehuda calls this what?
think it's called soup is kasha. So why has the name changed? Here it's called Shasabi, and here it's called the Sokhamori. What's going on? That's the kasha which told us yes against Rashi. So the whole room shot completely, completely different.
What do they say? Ella, betocha moed hainu mitchila sheva at sof hapesa.
This means from 7 until when? Well, sof pesa. And what does the akamor mean? Achar, achre, pesa.
Sure.
What are you checking for? It's all over. What's the answer? This is close to Shita. Completely different. Completely different.
Yeah? Talk about how we treat a Sheva at Sof Shapesa. Lacha Mo, Yivdo Kadesh Luis, Arab Lachamat Shal Isa Bishal Hefta. Yochlan. So why did Rashi learn that way? It's a Gavaldi Gapshat. Virashi Lo Roto, the forest came. If they should perish by Mishnah, that they, the Bokin, should all Yahweh, but Bal Yeroyah. Ha! Rashi the Shitoso. If Rashi learns the reason for Benigas to avoid Bal Yeroyah, there's no Bal Yeroyah after Pesach. Then Rashi couldn't learn this job. Rashi had to learn. And even when we had one thing, and even though we said that Rashi admits that once the Gemara said about it, Sarah Shiavatel, that the reason is what? Shema Yavo. Well, that's the Gemara. The Rashi is shot in the water over here. In a Mishnah. And Bismana Mishnah, as we said back on our base, the reason was talking about Yeruah. Yes, sir.
Because you were already over about Yeruah on this on this.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. One second. Hold on. Wait a minute. One second. Let's go slow. So, question. If Tosis is right, that the reason why Rashi didn't learn Tosis' shot is what? That for the value Roya, that Rashi still could have learned differently a little bit. What could Rashi have learned? Rashi could have learned that Achar Amori means from hour 7 until when? Exactly. Till Sof Pesach. It's very shver told you to Rashi. Why did Rashi have to say that Achar Amori means from hour 7 until hour 12 for the same money as it could have been that you bodek to avoid value Roya from hour 7 until the last day of Pesach? It's still by Yeroah, that's still 7 days. Oh, Pashtus Rabosai, a different story completely. Don't forget, why does Rabbi Yehuda, if you saw the Ron, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you should stop checking after a certain time? What are you afraid about? Most of the time, you're not afraid. What are you going to do? You're going to eat it. What are our bonus response? Oh, the famous response, the world famous response. What's the world famous response? Because even the Bali Musa thing uses response in a different context. So what? Who atma machadr of the sorfo? Mechil ka'achamine. It's in the middle of the narrow lines of Nafudal Fadala. He's going to ask me to burn it. He's going to pray to eat it. Huh. The opposite of his intentions. We're not worried about that. So, it's good. So, I'm not worried about that. So, the answer is, according to Shita's Rashi, oh yeah, they're not worried about that. Before Pesach. Worst case scenario. The guy is checking for chometz and eats it. Worst case scenario. Is according to the most machmer de katana is what? A lot. Now, I'm not belittling a lot, I'm not making light of it, but still a lot. But once you start with Pesach proper, what are you running into? Kores. We're talking about Kores, all of a sudden, whoa. Even the Chachamim are afraid that if he's going to be busy in himself with the Dikas Chametz, he's going to see, very good. I take a lick, I take a bite, and thereby be over on Chatz V'Shalom and Issa Karis. Better just leave well enough alone. But before Pesach, there's only his most alive. So, therefore, Chachamim say Wuchet, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He's even worried about the Yisur of Chomet Tiara Pesach, which is the Yisur Daraisa. It's only Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa. Rabbi Yehuda often told us in Nav Chavches, which we discussed back in there earlier. But on Pesach itself, Chachamim would agree. That's the Pashim shot in Shitas Rashi, not like Tosafot said. The Pashim shot. The Ran says, let's take a look at the Ran. Didn't I see this Ran? Yes? Solomon Bay, that's what I thought. The Ran says, he says, the Asher, the third wide line, bottom of page 8. The Haina time of Asher, the Afila Rabban and Moses, the Kolecha, the Anush Kores, Afila Mechazer, all of the Sarfach Hashinan, Dilma also the man from Enable, some Kina and I time a Elacha Tafsha, so like a Kore. But beyond that, we're afraid to go. Beyond that, we're afraid to go. Okay. That's the Ran says. Question. Very nice. Very nice. You're afraid of Kore. But you have to always balance out the two sides. Because of your paranoid fear that a holy Jew who is Torah observant is going to eat chametz on Pesach, which is how what kind of chance that is happening? Like, it goes to the 0.000% It's so unlikely. Because you're afraid of this unlikely possibility. What are you doing over here? You're causing the guy to be over what? A lot of what? By Rabbi Yamate, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How can you allow such a thing? Oh, who said this? What? Eliyahu. Bittel. Is our Mishnah with Bittel or without Bittel? Ah, Machlokas and who? The famous protagonists. They're always at each other's throats. The Marashah and the Marashal. Not the first time that they're arguing. Gevaldik. Great. Marshal and Marshal. Have it out. Is it Mishnah with Bittel or without Bittel? I thought, frankly, like the Marshal. There was no Bittel. Why no Bittel? Because I'm what I said before. This is Mishnah speak. The whole part of the Rashi and Aveis, we just mentioned, earlier, is that if he did it on Mishnah, you don't say about the Tzorach Shiavata. So the Pashas, there was no Bittel. So there's no Bittler referring to Shalom, how can you allow this to happen? You're taking a chance on the what? He said the right. That if you do see it, when you discover it, all of a sudden it will hurt you. So therefore, guess what's going to happen? To ask this guy to do B'dikas Chametz, you're doing him a disservice. Aside from the possibility he may come to eat the Chametz. Because the minute he sees it, that minute, it's going to be over by Yamate. Until he gets rid of it, it may a little stall, and then it'll be too late to do Bittul, and it'll be over by. Just let it be. Don't look for it, don't unearth it, just don't look. Let it stay covered, let the Pesach is over, you're not sure it's there. So if you're not sure it's there and it's covered, you won't see it, left the Pesach, there's no Vayiro, Vayimotzi. That's what the Marashah seems to say. Marashal says nuts to you, can't be.